In the picture, he looked to be a robust and healthy 70. But surely by 1986, he had to be closer to 80. Perhaps 85. Of course, Roland reminded himself, there was a wild card here, the marvelous thing he'd just seen in the lobby of this building. The Rose was no more a fountain of youth than the turtle in the little pocket park across the street was the real Maturin. But did he think it had certain beneficent qualities? Yes, he did. Certain healing qualities? Yes, he did. Did he believe that the 9 years of life Aaron Deepnow had gotten between 1977 and the taking of this picture in 1986 had just been a matter of the prim replacing pills and medical treatments of the old people? No, he did not. These three men, Carver, Cullum, and Deepnow, had come together almost magically to fight for the Rose in their old age. Their tale, the gunslinger believed, would make a book in itself, very likely a fine and exciting one. What Roland believed was simplicity itself. The Rose had shown its gratitude. "When did they die?" he asked Nancy Deepnow.
"John Cullum went first in 1989, she said, victim of a gunshot wound. He lasted 12 hours in the hospital, long enough for everyone to say goodbye. He was in New York for the annual board meeting. According to the NYPD, it was a street-side mugging gone bad. We believe he was killed by an agent of either Sombra or North Central Positronics. Probably one of the Cantoy. There were other attempts that missed."
"Both Sombra and Positronics come to the same thing," said Roland. "They're the agencies of the Crimson King in this world."
"We know," she said. Then pointed to the man on the left side of the picture, the one she so strongly resembled. "Uncle Aaron lived until 1992. When you met him, in 1977?
"Yes," Roland said.
"In 1977, no one would have believed he could live so long.